Welcome to the Journey Together podcast with Joshua and Anna Gresham.
Hey, you guys.
Hello. I hope everyone's doing amazing.
You doing okay?
I'm doing great. Why are you posy and weird for right now?
I'm not. I'm letting people soak in the silence.
The silence? I don't think that's why they clicked play to hear silence. They actually clicked play to hear something.
I know.
Hey, we're talking about something today. Obviously, you saw the title, titled Marriage is Hard.
So, true story, when we were thinking of this title, I was like, let's just title it Marriage is Hard. And you were like, I'm pretty sure we had a title, Marriage is Hard. And I was like, all right, Marriage is Still Hard. How about we title it Marriage is Still Hard? Which we had a Parenting is Hard podcast. You can go back and listen to that in the last season.
Yeah.
But today, marriage is hard. Do you think it's just good to acknowledge that it's challenging at times? You've got two people, two different backgrounds, two different ideas coming together under one roof, and it's not always easy.
No, it's not easy. Is there a reason why we're titling this Marriage is Hard? Is this coming from somewhere?
I don't know. Is this deep down inside? I don't know, Josh.
Are you bitter towards me or angry at me right now? I feel like there might be something.
All right, you know what? I am confrontational and address things. And you...
grew up in the woods with imaginary friends.
And so. Joshua likes to shut down.
Oh, shut down is an extreme word.
No. No, it's not.
No, I just bunker down. I don't shut down. I bunker down. That's way better. You know, I'm so glad I just said that. The illustration of bunkering down is way better than shut down.
You are making this sound better than what it is. I think what's challenging whenever you are in, you know, the married state. I don't even know how to word this right now. I think what becomes hard is whenever you are either tired, stressed, life's happening. Marriage is easy when, you know, you're at the beach, right?
Not necessarily.
Wait, okay, all right. But I think it comes down to recognizing that you've got to work together. Even in the tough, you've got to make a decision to say, I'm going to work through this and make it work. Marriage is making it work.
So what's the number one, what makes marriage hard? Number one.
I think whenever you choose when people choose to be selfish and they just say, well, this is it. Like you stay
stubborn.
Yeah. Someone is going to have to say, I want to make this work, or I want to be a maker of peace, or I want to walk in forgiveness, or you know what? I want to, press the reset button and let's start fresh right now. I want to put old things behind. Or all right, hey, I'll go to that restaurant. You know, sometimes it's the little things that can become challenging. Don't you think that's true? That so often life shouldn't be as hard as it is. So maybe it's this. Maybe it becomes hard because you're choosing to make it hard.
Well, out of selfishness and stubbornness. That's a great point. I think it's a fantastic point.
And I'm not saying that it always has to be the other person's way, but there has to be this mending and blending of hearts that you go, hey, I really want to work together with you, that I am for you and I am with you. How can we work through this? But are there moments that are just going to be hard? Yes.
Yes.
That's life. We know that. So maybe the better question is, what do you do when it's hard? How do you react to a challenging situation? Are you just, you know, you've planted your feet, you've put that, you know, you've got your banner down, like, I'm not moving, you know, like, this is it. Because that's going to make it much more challenging rather than saying, all right, God, what do you want to do in this situation? help me, help them, you know, however this works. I think that it's really getting honest about your own heart and your own attitude and having a willingness. I love in Isaiah chapter 1, it says, the willing and obedient eat the good of the land. Are you willing? And are you obedient? Are you just obedient but not willing? And that means you have a bad attitude. That's hard. Are you willing but not obedient, so you never follow through and you're not dependable? That's also hard.
Yeah.
So there's so many different pieces to this that I think you've got to get in and evaluate. What does this look like? For me, I know I make it hard whenever I get salty with my words. You shut down and I fill in the gaps.
I bunker down.
You, oh my gosh.
I bunker down.
I rise to the occasion.
And speak on both of our behalves. You know, marriage, there's a lot. I'm sitting here thinking as you're talking, I'm listening, but I'm thinking. And I'm thinking about maybe some of the complexities that people may have within marriage. Because obviously we're talking about maybe the social construct of the uniqueness of one another and bringing and mending it together. But also we're not talking about the fact of outside factors play in
right.
the difficulty of marriage being hard. Maybe there was an accident in the family and one person's hurt. We've had those moments. Hurt my back. I was, you know, out of commission for a very long time, making life more difficult because it seems like the one's doing all of the work in the house. Or it doesn't seem it is. I mean, doing a lot of the extra duties because the other one can't.
That was a hard season
yeah.
for us. That was hard.
So, yeah. You know, multiple factors like that when it comes to marriage is hard. Not everything is just, you know, roses and petals and things. So it's difficult. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm trying to think about what someone may be listening right now and thinking, well, marriage is hard. You're not even talking about this aspect of marriage. I think it's just in general, two people coming together and trying to live life together, no matter what the outside environment is, the core nucleus here, this is what's important. And that is, it's hard. I remember listening not too long ago to a marriage psychologist, and he was talking about how easy it is for people to fall in love, and yet, you know, obviously no one can fall in love. You fall in ditches. But really, the word or the terminology of falling in love is the absence of awareness to the inabilities and to some of the things that you would just compromise on of for another person. So maybe they don't have what you ultimately would love for them to have, but you're willing to sacrifice that because you just love something else more. So you fall in love more easily. So you're kind of blind. Love is blind. So you're blind to some of these inadequacies, you know, whatever they are. So then they just term it as you're falling in love. But as you spend more and more time together, some of those things become like blaring, very loud items in your marriage. And because of the infatuation has kind of
rubbed off,
now you're stuck with that person. Then it's how do you proceed forward? And I think that's where a lot of people end up falling out of love, and then
they fall into ditches.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, so true. And then they get into this dreamland cycle that the grass is greener on the other side. I wish I was doing this instead of that. And that's really sad because you shouldn't live life that way. So yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. I think when I look at this, you made a decision to get married and to build your life together. But that doesn't mean that life doesn't continue to happen. So many people, they talk about this, how they prepared so much for the wedding day, but they didn't prepare for the marriage. And I remember first day on our honeymoon, we're in that hammock in Mexico outside of our pyramid honeymoon destination that we legit cannot find on the map anywhere. We don't know where it's gone.
It got demolished.
I don't know. Anyway, and it hit. Here we are. This is us. You teared up. I probably teared up. Like, we totally cried on our honeymoon.
Well, I had that revelation of, oh my gosh, I'm in charge. Like, I've got to take care of you. And I'm no longer selfish. It's not just about me anymore.
All right. Let's talk about our first year of marriage, and marriage is hard. We'll talk about real life. So where I had battled severe stage 3 endometriosis, it was better for us to start having children earlier rather than later. And we get married. I was a virgin when I got married and I was having symptoms from the endometriosis after we got married. I had gone through a whole medical process since the age of 18. At that point, I was 22, and I decided to go through another round of medicine, and I legit was crazy on that medicine. It's like flashes of not normal would go through my head, and then it would hit, oh, you're acting crazy right now. 5 minutes later, then I'd be like, I'm so sorry, I'm nuts. I was supposed to be on that medicine for 6 months. Had a piece to get off of it 3 months in and knew that I was healed just by the Spirit of God. But even when you came with me to the doctor's office, like we're a month in to our marriage, and you had never gone to a female checkup before for any reason.
I didn't even know what I was getting into.
Yeah, no, and I didn't prep you very well.
Not at all.
Not at all. Y'all, it was hard. And our doctor, my doctor who I'd been with since the age of 14, was like, okay, you have a house, you got a job. All right, and it's time to get pregnant. Like, I did not prepare you for that.
No.
It was challenging. There are things that happened that you didn't prepare for that make it hard.
Yeah.
But I go through this. You have a choice to either come together and believe God together in it, in the mm-hmm. middle of it, or to allow that challenge or that hardship to pull you apart. When we depend on God in the toughest of times, then you can grow closer together in your marriage because God will bring you closer together in your marriage, mm-hmm. right? And we had to make a decision. I went through this guilt of like, oh my gosh, here we are. I'm kind of making you have a baby the first year of our marriage. Like, that's what I was thinking. Then on top of that, we decided to start a campus ministry that took up, it was a blessing, but it took up every night in our week. Mm-hmm. Then I was a full-time children's pastor. You were full-time at the churches. It was a hard first year. And we had to really learn to give and take. I felt like we were kind of thrown in the deep end immediately. It was sink or swim. And maybe you feel that way as well, that's what your marriage has looked like, sink or swim. But I'm here to tell you that God not only throws a life raft, he jumps in and he helps you swim.
Yeah.
And that's what he did for us. And I think looking back on it, even now when we go through hard things or we have challenging conversations, you and I we're not ever given up. Mm-mm. And we're looking to Jesus and we know he's there and he's rescuing us or he's helping us.
Right.
And he's given us the Holy Spirit to convict us when we're wrong, to help us to be more like him. And I think for me, with this conversation, you got to ask yourself the question, are you depending on God when it's hard? Are you listening to your shepherd, right? I love Psalm 23. You know, like, we lack nothing. Even when you walk through these things, he's with you. Like, this is a game changer for me.
The alternative, though, of not listening to God is acting upon the emotion or the flesh. And that's when people get into trouble. Because right. That's when you start talking to the coworker that's of the opposite sex. That's when you begin to do things that you shouldn't do because you're acting out of this, well, I'm going to do this because I feel this way. It's real. It's legit. And that's where you got to be really careful.
You vent. You complain. You go to the wrong source. Possibly something's challenging with your intimate life right now. And so you're just...
Yeah.
You know, so like then, you're looking to other things.
Yeah. And you're making marriage even harder.
Yeah.
And then you don't even have marriage. And then that's where you're not, because you're going to take, if let's say you're like, yeah, but you don't understand. I don't, maybe I don't, because there's certain circumstances, that's for sure. But these particulars are unaddressed in one marriage. They're going to be unaddressed in another marriage.
Right.
So you can say, I'll just move on to the next. And it's kind of like, well, so I, you know, it's hard. Now, granted, obviously there are marriages where it is so hard. There is no forgiveness. There is no...
It's constant meanness.
Yeah.
Constant yelling.
I understand those things. Okay.
And we're sorry. We have great compassion. If that's where you're at right now. And just believe God that the Lord's strengthening you and helping you, and that their eyes are open, and the Lord's just helping you to be a maker of peace right in the middle of that, that there's going to be a breakthrough and turnaround in Jesus' name. I still think in any point of hardship, we've got to make a choice to ask God for help and believe Him.
Yeah.
You know, that He loves us and He's got a good plan. He always has a good plan.
Yeah. But I mean, back to just the root of what we're talking about, the marriage is hard. You know, there's so many factors that make it difficult, yet the Bible instructs us time and time again to go to Him and to basically seek after refuge with Him and those things. That's the heart of this, and that's where you've got to be careful, because no problem is too big. We know these things. Gosh, if you've grown up in church, you've heard this 100,000 times. If you're new to church, then well, welcome. This is brand new to you. But knowing that you have Jesus as your refuge, and you can go to Him, and you can bring all of these cares to Him, that's where you go. You do not go outside of the covenant of marriage and have, and you're, because you're just going to cause more problems and making marriage way harder than what it should be. That's why it's important to be focused, to say, all right, set up your safeguards, set up what you need to set up, and do what you need to do so that you don't fall into a greater moment of destruction. I mean, there's no other way to put it. So you got to be so careful.
Because it'll happen quick.
Quick.
The enemy will take any moment to try to come in and destroy your marriage.
When I meet with people, okay, they'll always say that a little bit. I don't even know how it happened. It happened so quickly. I didn't want to cheat on my spouse. They say, but you didn't want to, but what were you doing to make it not happen? Because you're not doing anything to make it not happen. So it's like you have to put in the safeguards up front
what
to make it not happen.
What was the open door? Because there was an open door.
Well, and it's a fence. It's that moment
there
of...
There was an open door.
Something is just not what you want in marriage, and you just began to find it somewhere else. And that's where it's hard.
You guys, there are so many marriages in the Bible that were challenged with hardship and just really tough things. I mean, we can walk through marriage after marriage. I even think the first couple I thought about was Mary and Joseph, right? Like, I'm so thankful that God sent an angel of the Lord to prepare. And, you know, that the Lord just, He loves you. He loved Joseph so much, He didn't leave him hanging. But Joseph had to make a choice to trust God in the middle of something that was challenging in the natural. Granted, yes, it's supernatural, it's the power of God. But does it mean it was easy? You think it was easy? I don't think so, you know? Do we think these things were easy?
Mm-mm.
I mean, Abraham and Sarah, challenges, okay? Like, we see so many different marriages through the Word of God that if you just did a study on that and then you see how God got them through, you'd realize, I'm not alone, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not alone with this. David and Bathsheba, like, I mean, we can walk through marriage after marriage where there were trials and conflict and situations of hurt, and we can see how God restored or healed or took them or blessed them or whatever it looks like that they needed from God, and He was there. And I want to say this, whatever it is you're facing, because we have faced our own hardship and our own hard days, but yet we're not alone. You are not alone. And don't put yourself on a lonely island today. don't isolate yourself from your spouse, because that happens so often. Mm-hmm. That's something that your flesh immediately wants to do when it gets hard. You want to shut down and go be a lonely island somewhere. And my encouragement is, number one, you talk to the Lord, and then you talk to your spouse, and your marriage is worth working through whatever it is you're facing right now, whatever hardship you're going through. There is a set of scripture that I fully rely upon. This is a daily receiving from the Lord. And it's Lamentations chapter 3. Y'all are very familiar with this, probably a good bit of you. If not, I'm super excited to bring this to you today. In verses 22 through 24, it says, "Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him." You guys, God has new mercies, plural, for us each day. Mercy is undeserved forgiveness that we are able to receive, knowing that he has great faithfulness, that whatever it is you're facing, whatever hardship, whatever battle, whatever miscommunication, whether this is surface level or deep, which the surface things can become deep if you keep digging, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful that God's mercy is greater.
Yeah.
But I've got to receive it. I've got to say, Lord, I receive new mercies for today. Help me. Great is your faithfulness, God. Lord, you're my portion. God, if you're hopeless, put your hope in Jesus today and allow the Lord to renew your strength and renew your hope in whatever that situation is you're facing. Because like, you can put on a fake face like you're enjoying marriage, but on the inside be hopeless. You can act like everything's normal to everybody else, but on the inside, you're struggling.
Yeah.
You're not hiding that from God. He's just waiting for you to give that to him. And my encouragement for everyone is you take it all to him. And then you say, Lord, I receive your new mercies today. I need help. Lord, help me. Help me in the hard stuff. Soften my heart. Lord, soften my spouse's heart, right? Maybe things are hard because somebody's got a callous place on their heart of unforgiveness you need to work through.
Yeah.
That's a huge part in this.
So there's two things I want to bring up real quick. And that is, you know, we've said this, we've talked about this before. It was our very first podcast, which was your vision, planting that vision, having it written out, and having it known that each other, both of you can run with it, you know? So it's beyond important to have that vision for your marriage. That keeps you on task. We're about to celebrate 20 years.
Burr, burr, burr. Do you like that?
I do love it.
Thank you.
My own little DJ.
Yeah.
So I want to not just, outside of always honoring you and honoring God with our marriage, I look forward to the good and faithful servant moment of like, you were faithful. You were honorable to your spouse and yeah. You did it. And you know, I look forward to the 50-year mark and the, you know, 75 years married mark. It's those things that I want to pursue after that. That is at the root of it what I want.
Like that, God, I want to please you. Lord, I want to honor you.
Yeah, with my marriage.
With my marriage. But I love you, God.
But I want a long marriage.
You have a vision for a long marriage.
Yeah.
Right. We're in this for the long haul.
Yeah. This isn't right. Just like marriage.
I think that goes back to what we started with, though, that we've determined that we're going to work through things.
Yeah. So then with that in mind, the next thing I wanted to talk about was sowing and reaping. We know that sowing and reaping is biblical, and I'm sowing into my marriage. Even in the valley, even in the hard spots of the marriage, I am sowing into my marriage. Mm. And there's days that are hard, and there are days that I may not sow because, you know, whatever forces are against us that day. But it's begin to sow laughter, joy, peace, like begin those moments of sowing.
Gifts.
Yes.
Of your talents.
Yes.
You know, that you just words of affirmation and affection.
Yes.
Send text messages that are kind and lovely. Don't be a jerk.
Now, what was it that you said earlier? Off camera and off microphone, what did you say?
Don't be a turd.
Don't be a turd. That was what I said. No, she also said a few other words. But off camera, we were talking about intimacy, and she said, only men think that boob honks are intimacy. Which is not true.
All of the ladies that are listening right now were like, accurate. All right. 100% true.
Men, if you think that a boob honk is intimacy, like you're sowing intimacy in your marriage, you are wrong, okay?
I have no words right now.
But 100%. Butt grabs are totally intimate.
You guys, don't make marriage harder than what it is.
Yes.
All right. You have new mercies today.
Yep.
You have so much to give and so much to receive. But number one, you have a Heavenly Father that's pouring out beautiful gifts every day for you.
Yep.
Maybe it's hard because you're not receiving the love that you need from God that He's already lavished upon you through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe right now it's hard because you've got unforgiveness in your heart. Maybe it's hard because you're not going to bed early enough and you're up at night on your stupid phone watching stupid things all night long.
Stupid things.
I don't know. But sometimes things are hard because we make them harder and we're not regulating our system.
Well, we're not choosing to sow. We're reaping. We're just reaping of nasty, awful things. We're the things that aren't godly.
No,
that's what we're putting into
our
system.
Last week's podcast, we talk about praying for each other. Maybe it's hard because you are not praying for your spouse. Like there are things we can walk through here.
Or you're not grateful.
Or you're not thankful. Maybe this season right now to break this, whatever it is you're challenging, you all take the next month and every day, rather than complaining or arguing about something, just say, hey, I'm thankful for you.
Yeah.
Only think thoughts of thankfulness. You say, well, we won't deal with any of the issues. Yeah, but you'll be happy for a month and it'll change your heart. And maybe you'll hear something beautiful from God. You know, if what you're doing right now isn't working, something needs to change. And it's going to be a biblical change that will help you tremendously. You can't keep doing the same things over and over again and expect good results if you're dealing with continual hardship. So out of this, I reckon when we were having a challenging season a few years ago and I felt like we were just arguing about everything, the Lord told me to shut up. That's exactly, maybe He said be quiet, but I heard shut up. But
He was nicer than
He probably
that.
Was. And I did. And we were going on that marriage trip, our first one really by ourselves, and we were camping, and I wanted it to be so lovely and beautiful. And we had the nicest time. But like 6 weeks before that was me, anytime I thought of something that I was aggravated about, I just chose to be quiet. And not bring it up and let the Lord do a work in my mind. You know, I was making it harder than what it needed to be. And I wasn't trusting God with my marriage. God always has a better plan and a higher plan. And it's one of reconciliation and it's one of rest. Maybe you just need some rest in your marriage right now. When you're done listening to this podcast, invite your spouse out for ice cream. Just get some rest. Do something fun tonight. You know? I know it might sound silly, but it's true.
I think it's again, you're sowing. That's the
whole
point.
You're sowing. Sow good seed and you will reap a good harvest. That's huge. I'm glad you brought that up. I also want to bring this up that whenever you mentioned our 20-year anniversary, I thought of a Boys to Men song and I almost started singing it to you.
Sing it.
I'm not going to. I can't. But I love you so much. I'll sing it after the podcast.
Yes. All right.
You know what? We wanted this to be conversational. I really hope it was. And we're thankful that you guys are with us, just really talking through challenging things. And my prayer is that this is thought-provoking, that there is something that by the Holy Spirit, it has triggered in your thoughts and in your heart to go, oh, Lord, I needed that. And I'm going to put this to action in my life. Or just by the Spirit of God, something that you've been holding on to that you need to release to God that's been making things harder. Or I just pray if you're going through something because life happened, like when we've gone through things where it's hard, that in Jesus' name, you are experiencing a refreshing knowing that your hope is in him, that God has great compassion for you, that he's faithful, that you're not alone, and that the Lord's just given you a strength infusion from the throne room of God. His grace is sufficient.
Yeah. Discover something new about each other. Talk about those things. Have that time set apart where the two of you are discussing. You do need to come in agreement upon a lot of things. Some of you are not in agreement, and it could be on some hard topics. How to raise your children, things that are going on in your family.
Yeah.
You could be dealing with all sorts of hiccups. You have to be in agreement with one another. You really do. There are times where obviously we're not going to be in agreement about small, minor details of life, like whatever it is. But when it comes to the big things, we have to be in agreement.
Yeah.
Of the hard, I mean, there's some hard topics that the world is throwing at us right now, and you need to be in agreement. Otherwise, you're creating division. And you need to know what the Word of God says. Standing on what the Word of God says is very important. So that when you are faced with a trial, when you're faced with something difficult, you guys are in agreement together. Because that's what the Bible tells us. That when the two of us, and I know Deuteronomy chapter 28 talks about that. I know, obviously, Lamentations talks about this. That when two are together, and the three obviously being God, the accord, three in accord, that is huge so that you're not easily broken. And you need to start talking about some of these hard topics and come to a biblical agreement and standard and stick with that.
This is it. If you're a believer, then you come in agreement on this.
Yep.
It's not your opinion.
Nope.
It's what God commands, his truth. And this is where his blessings flow.
You're allowing the world to make actually your marriage harder because you are believing what the world has to say. And I know I just preached on this actually, 1 John 4:4-6, and that we cannot be of this world or we won't be able to understand what the Spirit is saying.
Yeah.
So you have to know what the Spirit is saying about your marriage.
Are your finances challenging because you're not tithing and you've not given your finances to the Lord? Maybe it's harder sowing and reaping. I'm really glad you brought that up during this because that's huge. We're going to sow. We're going to encourage. We're going to sow words of love. We're going to serve. I don't know. I want you to really think about what it looks like that you can sow into your spouse.
Well, what are you sowing?
Yeah.
What are you sowing? And sit there and self-evaluate. Man, what am I doing? Am I doing this? Am I not doing anything? I guess I haven't. Own it. Go to the spouse. Say, I'm sorry. I've been doing this selflessly.
Selfishly.
Sorry. Selfishly. And own it, and then apologize, and change it. Make it happen.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, if you like this, share it. Send it to a friend. Send it to a coworker. Man, who knows? Somebody you've been just hearing little things about it. This is where you send them to the Word and see a change take place.
Hey, Jesus wants to do the heavy lifting, so you don't have to. So, talk to him. Talk to the Lord today. He's going to help you. We love you guys.
Thanks for listening. Have a good one.